Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We are waiting on the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, to call into the show. He will join us coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll talk some football. Until then, let me give you a little bit of an update. A rookie pitcher making his first start is going up against the Royals today. Now, I don't know any additional information about this pitcher other than what I just told you. He is making his major league debut today against the Kansas City Royals. But if there is one thing that I do know is he's about to throw some zeros tonight. I've seen this story way too many times. I'm not here to be Debbie Downer. I'm really not. On a game-by-game basis, I don't know what to expect from the Royals offense. You know, the Royals offense is a lot like Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter Jr. can give you 21. He can go 5 of 8 from 3, get a couple of dunks, a couple of layups. Man, you'll sit in there and think, man, I see why Michael Porter was the number one high school player. That kid's pretty good. And you'd be right. If you watched Michael Porter play yesterday, you wanted him as far away from the basketball court as humanly possible. That's how the Royals offense is. Monday, they'll score 7 runs. They'll get 5 RBIs from the heart of their lineup, and you'll be thinking, that's what I'm talking about. Then they'll lose 2-1 the next day. Now they got a rookie pitcher on the mound in a rubber game. I don't feel optimistic today. Text line 913-586-7965. Call me a rain cloud all you want. I'm simply here to give you my opinion. That's what I'm here for. And I just don't feel good about it. We'll get back to the Royals coming up in a little bit. I just simply wanted to update you guys on what it's looking like for the Royals coming up later today. They're going against a pitcher in his first start. That usually is not good for the boys in blue. The mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, is coming up in just a little bit. Now, let me just continue the theme of me being a rain cloud. And again, I don't intend to be a rain cloud. I can only give you the stats. Do you guys remember early on in the season, there was a frustration about Xavier Worthy, and it felt like that he and Patrick Mahomes couldn't really get on the same page. They had a couple of missed connections. They had a couple of plays where Xavier Worthy stepped out of bounds or maybe where he wasn't supposed to be. It was a little bit dicey early on. And then Xavier Worthy really started to figure things out and really came on the last, 5 to 7 weeks of the season and played really, really well. I think that Xavier Worthy had a very good rookie season. And I was reading a story, and it was, what's one unanswered question about a team? And I was very intrigued. So I clicked on it, and I read it. And I had never thought about this. Did you know from week 13 until the Super Bowl, the average air yard for a pass to Xavier Worthy was 5.5 yards. They were not using him as a deep downfield threat. They were using him in the screen game. They were using him very close to the line of scrimmage, and he was making the most out of those opportunities. The only reason I bring this up, the only reason I ask this question is, isn't that what Rashee Rice is supposed to be? Like, isn't that the role that we saw Rashee Rice have? I mean, that's what really turned his rookie season around, and he was in the process of getting off to a very, very hot start in the first handful of games before the injury happened. I think this season is going to be about establishing that connection with Xavier Worthy and strengthening that connection and getting him to be more of what we thought he was going to be coming out of Texas. If you're going to have Rashee Rice kind of take over that role and he's going to be the yard after catch guy and the guy that's going to kind of catch those short and intermediate passes, you're going to need to unlock the home run, the big time swing. We know that's not what Juju Smith-Schuster is in this offense. I assume that's what you're anticipating Hollywood Brown being to some extent. Maybe Jalen Royals, but we're talking about a mid-round draft pick. If this offense is going to unlock the home run, if they're going to unlock the big down-the-field play, isn't it figuring out Xavier Worthy and establishing that downfield connection? Because for all the success that he had late in the season, and he really started to get hot in his rookie year, a lot of it was quick. A lot of it was short. A lot of it was close to the line of scrimmage. I don't know if they're going to be enough room for two of those kind of guys in the Chiefs offense. I think Rice kind of assumes that role. I think Rice is just also a better receiver than Xavier Worthy. That's one thing that they're going to have to figure out for next season. I know we're looking ahead a little bit. It's going to be, how do you get Mahomes and Xavier Worthy on the same page 10, 15, 20 yards down the field? I know it is going to be a forgotten play. The best throw that Mahomes made, I think, in the entire season was actually in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. That touchdown pass to Xavier Worthy was what they have been trying to do the entire season. Now, it's unfortunate that it happened at the worst possible time in the game, but those are the kind of plays that they are going to have to unlock for next season if they want to get their offense really to where I think it could potentially be, getting everybody on the same page.
I mean, and it's also worth noting, the Chiefs do have Hollywood Brown. Now, I am of the opinion that Hollywood Brown is not a 17-game-a-year player. I anticipate him being hurt at some point next season, but they have a couple different options to become that deep guy. Let's say the Chiefs want to keep the depth of route for Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy the same. If they want to make them more, hey, get the ball in their hands and let them make plays type. Kind of like we saw with Tyreek Hill. As his career evolved, he went from run a straight line downhill to let's find creative ways to get the ball in your hand and you go make a play. I think of the 13-second game. He didn't catch some 60-yard deep bomb. He caught like a 7-yard slant and took off. Maybe Hollywood Brown, a guy who has a little bit of depth and deep ball game in his career when he was with the Ravens and a little bit with the Cardinals, assumes that role. And now they have two guys in the underneath. I think the Chiefs have a good problem. They have a lot of speed and options, but they're going to have to make one of those speed options the take the top off the defense guy. And whether that is Rashee, we saw a little bit of that last year with the everyone thinks about that big play against the Bengals right after Taylor Britt made the pick. They went deep. Great play by Rashee Rice. You mentioned the Super Bowl with Xavier Worthy. There was a play in the Chargers game to Xavier Worthy. They have options, but I think that's going to be the puzzle that Andy Reid has to figure out this season is one of these guys is not going to have a volume of targets because one of these guys has to be the, hey, go take the top off the defense guy, which is just not a play that is inherently open as often as the Rice-Worthy 5-yard hitch type of play.
One thing that I think is very good for the Chiefs offense is you would assume with all of these weapons, they're not really going to be in a position where you feel like you have to force feed the ball to anybody. I think it was pretty clear last year, at least early on in the season, man, the Chiefs were really forcing balls to Rashee Rice and they didn't really have a whole lot of other options. I mean, there was a lot of targets for Rice late in the season. Or early in the season. And certainly understand him. I mean, he's your best receiver. Like, I'm all interested in trying to get him the football. But, I mean, in his last game, he had 14 targets to Rashee Rice. And he got injured in the early portion of game number 4. So none of us really know what kind of season Rashee Rice was trending towards. But, I mean, it was very promising. He had 100 yards in the first game. He had 110 yards in the third game. I mean, his worst game of the season was 5 catches, 75 yards, and a touchdown. So he was having a really, really phenomenal start. And now is trying to figure out and using the first 3, 4 months of the season and kind of figuring out what everybody's role is going to be. I do think the Chiefs sort of looked at their offenses, hey, finally we can enact the vision that we had from the beginning of 2024. The Chiefs did not have a scenario last season for a snap that mattered when you had Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown all on the field at the same time. They all got injured. So whether it was you had a couple of them, maybe you only had one of them at a time, you never got a chance to see all three of those guys come together. I think the Chiefs are obviously very excited about that possibility and want to see what that looks like and decided to bring everybody back. And hopefully everybody can stay healthy. We'll figure out when the Chiefs will have Rashee Rice, and then they'll go from there. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by the mayor of Kansas City. Mayor Quint Lucas is scheduled to call into the show. We'll get his thoughts on this bill that is being discussed in Missouri government. That's all coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We're very happy right now to head to the phone lines to be joined by the mayor of Kansas City. There's certainly a lot to talk to him about. Friend of the show, Mayor Quint Lucas joins us today on The Drive. Mayor Q, how are you doing today?
You know what? I'm okay. I'd like to have a little more control over everything happening in Missouri, but, you know, that's not the way it's going to be. So I'm doing all right.
We're going to get to that in a little bit. I am actually going back and rewatching House of Cards. I never finished it because of all the stuff around Kevin Spacey. And I just was like, man, I just wonder how the story ends. So I went back and I rewatched it. And basically, it is just him going from crisis to crisis to crisis. And then I was thinking that must be what Mayor Q's job is like. I feel like for the last 2 months, it has been something major that has happened in Kansas City every single day.
I know you follow the news better than most, and it has been, man. I'm just trying to get out of Dodge, not get hit, and keep my teams here in town. But, you know, it's always interesting. It's part of why we sign up for jobs like these. But at the same time, you know, I'd like us to have a calm summer where we finally figure out all the stadium issues.
And now we got bears roaming around the metro area. I heard that there was a bear in Grandview yesterday.
Ain't that the truth? We got bears walking around Grandview now. And I'm like, dang, man. Just when I was about to go back back down for a visit. But it has been interesting in KC. You know, we just win the big leagues now, Carrington. I know we both grew up here, but we got Bears, World Cups, you know, big billion-dollar stadium deals, all of that. Stays interesting in KC.
All right, so let's talk about this bill right now that is being discussed in the Missouri State House. To the best of your ability, can you explain to the audience what is happening right now?
You know, what's happening right now, the Missouri House has already passed a bill that would allow us to have, in essence, and I'm just break it down for y'all and make it simple. This is Missouri Star Bonds, in essence. Now, Missouri and Kansas stadiums are done a little bit differently. And in Kansas, the Star Bonds, although the money goes to you, it is still a privately owned entity. In Missouri, we own the stadiums by local government or something like that, which, if you are the type of person that has to pay huge taxes, is a real advantage to being in Missouri because it's on the books of Kansas City, Jackson County, something like that. But on the whole, this is a sales tax redirection bill that puts a bunch of money into the stadiums, allows it for both teams and also the St. Louis Cardinals. And I guess if the St. Louis people were ever going to get another NFL team. So it solves all those issues. That's what's going on right now. It gives a Missouri match, and then it allows those of us in places like Kansas City to go ahead and work out our own deal, which in my opinion can layer on another probably $400 to $500 million of incentive, which likely gets the deals done.
This is what I've picked up on from just doing my reading, and you are obviously more in the know when it comes to this. It seems like a lot of the disagreements that are happening in the State House, it sounds like the same debates that we were having here in Kansas City. The people that are for this bill, hey, look at all the positives, look at all the goods that the teams bring us, look at the civic pride, look at the money that it generates. And then on the other side, there's a lot of politicians that are making the argument that we heard citizens make. Why should we have to pay for this? Why should we use tax dollars to help pay for these privately owned stadiums that cost billions of dollars?
So let me tell you just a few things straight up. First of all, and I read all the pieces that are like stadiums make no sense, they're a terrible investment. That is absolutely ridiculous. For all of y'all who are listening to our interview right now, how many of y'all don't live in Kansas City, Missouri? Probably a good chunk of you. How many of you are coming to the city if you aren't coming to a football game, a concert, a baseball game, or if I throw the arena in, something that happens at those venues? You may never find your way there, right? I'll admit something to you. I have never been to Manhattan, Kansas. The thing that will, and I'm sure it's a lovely place, the thing that will get me to Manhattan, Kansas is a K-State football game. Just straight up. Straight up. So you can pretend that it's not important, that it doesn't make a difference, that it's not good for the economy. But the way you could get me and my family to pay for a hotel room, go out to dinner, buy drinks, do all that sort of stuff is by saying, hey, Q, yeah, let's go to a K-State, who knows what, Mizzou football game sometime in Manhattan. That is the sort of economic impact that stadiums have. The other thing that I think we just have to be 100% real on is Kansas City has lots of national and global attention right now. And even my haters out there who are saying, yeah, we're getting attention for the wrong things. No, the reason we are relevant is because people know about what's going on with the Chiefs. And they know about Taylor Swift being here, I hate to say it. And they know all of those other things. If not, we are another community. And not saying that we aren't special and perfect. I've lived my life here. But those are the sorts of things that put you, I think, on the top of the front page of what's going on in the world. That helps me sell Kansas City for business investment, which I get the chance to do both domestically and around the world. It allows people to say we like what's going on here. And I promise you to a person, I was a mayor in 2019. When people talk to me and be like, okay, cool, we'll think about it. Now people want to come here. They want to visit. They want to see it. They want to build here. That is the difference that having these teams in the city does. It sells hotel rooms. It does good stuff. That's why so many people are working so hard to see it happen.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us on the show. What you just said makes a lot of sense to me. It is concerning that, I mean, I'm looking at some of these quotes. I mean, people in St. Louis are making the arguments of, well, why should we have to pay for this? We don't want to feel forced to make a decision. And I'm sitting here thinking, you guys have already lost one NFL team. You guys are in the business of now losing a second one. That it is frustrating that, I mean, we are a year away or a year removed from the vote. And it feels like in the State House, there is no kind of one voice. There is no one accord to try to push things in the right direction to actually trying to get this thing passed, especially when we all know what the opposition is. And at least the perception is Kansas has everything figured out. Kansas has a singular voice and a singular plan to fund these stadiums.
You know, I think, yeah, there is some level of disappointment for us, which is that, you know, after the votes, I thought it was important for everybody to actually make some sort of real declaration, one, that we want to keep the teams, and to come up with a path for it. And I appreciate Governor Kehoe coming with this bill in recent days. I will never understand quite why things work in Jefferson City the way they do, because this could have been, you know, we could have done this a while back. But look, I respect where it is now. I know right now the people in the state senate are having a big battle. And what I would say to my friends in St. Louis are a few different things. And I'll note that I went to college in St. Louis, so it's not like it's unknown to me. But I think on the first point, it is, look, we actually helped invest in and fund the new St. Louis Cardinals. Now it's 15 years old, but Busch Stadium 2.0 had support from Missouri state taxpayers. I've been a Missouri state taxpayer for a whole long time. I didn't complain about it. We were glad to be a part of it. Same thing with the Edward Jones Dome previously. There are state tax breaks in that. There's state money. So I don't know why they're holding us to a different standard at this point from the way it's been done in St. Louis and throughout Missouri for some time. The second point is, look, they're a city that has its different challenges too. And the reality of it all is that it is important for people to make sure that, like, you have a reason to go downtown. For me, this is kind of not just an important issue, it's an existential one that says, is there some sort of way that we can actually make sure that people are still investing in cities, in urban centers? This will be good for St. Louis long term. It helps the Cardinals get money to improve their own stadium, probably helps the Blues as well. And I don't know why they're deciding to pick this fight with Kansas City right now. I've heard different rumors about, does it relate to the Rams leaving and how Clark Hunt voted, all these other things. I don't really care, because for me it is, do we want Missouri to succeed? Do we want these cities to be things we're proud of? Or do we want to just talk about crime and the cities and all the other challenges that we have today and we're likely to have into the future?
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Are you guys still actively having conversation with the Royals and the Chiefs about where the stadium will be?
I had a conversation with the Royals on Monday evening. It was actually kind of interesting because every now and then you get a media interview question and I'm kind of like, huh? And they were like, yeah, somebody told us it's, you know, dead set on Clay County. And this is the same way that people have said before, reporting here and elsewhere, that, yeah, they're guaranteed to Johnson County. What I can say, and I don't divulge full details of private conversations, we had a long conversation about downtown, about Washington Square Park, about how we get that deal done, how this state money is an important part of it, but basically how we can be done with this in days or weeks rather than talking about this for months and years into the future.
Every time you and I talk about this, it is always noticeable to me that the conversation with the Royals sound to be far more confident, and it sounds to be a lot more, I don't know, it sounds to be a lot more productive, in my opinion, than it appears to be with the Chiefs. Are you getting the sense that the Chiefs maybe want the same things that you want? Are the Chiefs receptive to what you want?
You know, I think the reality is this, and I'll be straight up with you and everybody listening, right? I get a chance to talk to the Royals a lot because I think the Royals are looking to make a very, very large and new investment in a different spot in Kansas City. And what has kind of happened since the vote is the city of Kansas City has handled a lot of the negotiations with the Royals. We've worked closely with them. We're proud to work with them. I want the Royals here. I think it's an important municipal investment. I think it's the sort of thing that we all need to actually care about and invest in. And I think as it goes for the Chiefs, that's something that is more of a Jackson County discussion. They're currently a tenant of the county. There are a lot of steps in connection with what they're looking to do. Hey, look, if I can solve both of them, I would in a second, but there's only so much money that we will have at the city level too. And so, you know, we're looking forward to having a way to try to get both of them done. But this bill in Missouri is a way that you get good investment with both without actually breaking the bank.
Do you understand, I guess, the public's frustration? Because I think the public feels, I guess, the way that I feel about this as well. I mean, we've been having this conversation for a year, and it doesn't really feel like there has been a lot of progress made. We are coming up on a deadline in Missouri, and it feels like it is going to pass again, that it feels like we were told a year ago to buy into a plan. That plan was never really fully explained to any of us. And now a year later, that plan still seems very, very unclear.
You know, I think that's fair. And I think a lot of people are playing what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Should it be the state money and all the money that's part of the plan, or should it be the stadium plan? Should it be the stadium plan, or should it be all the money in connection with it? How much are the Royals putting in? There are reasons for a lot of questions. All I'm trying to do is cut through all of them and say very simply this. We want the Kansas City Royals to remain in Kansas City. We think we've laid out a good space for them to be in downtown Kansas City. We have a financing plan that helps support all of it. I think when you look at that, that says to me that we basically have broad terms of an agreement that can work well for the future of our teams and the future of our city. And what I would say to somebody who says, well, I got a lot of other questions, is we will put the meat on the bones for everything else. What I've shared, whether it be with the Royals or anybody else along the way, look, we know there are more details to come. But showing that there are resources there to support them, showing that these are resources and tools that have been used before to build actual stadiums throughout the state of Missouri, I think is important. Showing that we have real ownership in connection with what it would be long term, that to me is the thing that's the difference maker in the conversation we're having today as compared to the future. And when I say days and weeks, I really do mean I would expect renderings to you very soon. I would expect a real discussion on how does this impact streets, how do you figure out the parking side of it, all those things are the types of things that can get done real quickly. We need to get over this hurdle of where perhaps does money eventually come from.
Have you actually seen these renderings?
I have, yes. I hear a lot of questions of, oh, it won't fit, there's not enough parking. Look, I think much smarter people than me whose business is actually looking through all this sort of stuff have told me all those things work. I've seen how they all work. I think it could work beautifully. And I think 20 years from now, you and me and our kids and all of that are walking up to these spots and saying, you know, wow, I'm glad they put this here and this really makes Kansas City pop.
Mayor Q, what happens if this vote fails? Like right now, they are working on this, but it doesn't sound very positive, at least if you're listening to the media reports. What happens if this fails?
You know, if this fails, I think the issue is that the governor has already indicated that he would call a special session of the Missouri legislature in the next few weeks. They do it all again. They try to figure out ways to, you know, kind of resolve some of the issues. But, you know, what I think about and what I would encourage to my friends in the Missouri legislature is this, right? It was a United States senator from Missouri, actually, I believe it was Stuart Symington, who in the late 1960s, when the Kansas City Athletics lost, used his leverage in the United States Congress to tell Major League Baseball, oh, you will have a team in Kansas City. What I would encourage folks to do, and they're sitting in the Missouri legislature right now, and they have a brilliant opportunity, is to get it done today. Because, yes, we can come back for a special session in 2 weeks. Everybody can lobby it. Everybody can have debates about it. We can have all the TV cameras set up. Or we can actually do what I think is the right thing, get it done now, go back to further conversation, and you absolutely get to talk about how is this a good value, how does it all work. That negotiation does not end. In fact, I think it accelerates once we get past this moment. Right now, I think the challenge for a lot of people, I may be like this, I know a bunch of y'all are like this too, which is, yo, can we just figure this out? We've been talking about this, I kid you not, for about 8 years. 8 years I ran for mayor and was getting asked questions about this that long ago. I think it's time for us to get it moving.
Is this just going to be a Jackson County thing, or is there a chance that this is a Jackson and a Clay County thing?
You know, I'm the mayor of a city, so I don't necessarily live in counties the same way. All I know is this. I'm looking at a downtown baseball stadium for the Kansas City Royals. I have heard, and that downtown means downtown Kansas City, Missouri. What I have heard are discussions on practice facilities in Clay County. I've certainly heard a lot of different things about where a new Arrowhead Stadium is. I certainly hear the conversation on Clay County Royals. And what I'll say is this, actually, in fairness to them. This would be money that can go anywhere in Missouri. So if the Chiefs wanted to build a gigantic stadium in Branson, you know, we could do that. I don't think they will do that. And I certainly think the Royals, you know, who have been talking about downtown for years, the reasons to be downtown, the interest in that location, when we live in a world where they have a very good stadium, but it's on the edge of the city, not next to hotels, not next to a bunch of other activities. I think that does mean ultimately downtown.
I only have a couple more questions here. I guess let's start with this question. I would say, and I don't want to put a word in your mouth, but it sounds to me like you are optimistic about the Royals. If you had to use a word to describe how you feel about the Chiefs, what word would you use?
I think that if I used a word about it with the Chiefs, I remain optimistic, but that's more based on the Chiefs' long-term relationship with Kansas City and Jackson County. I think Arrowhead Stadium is a majestic place to be. I think it is better. You've been to a lot of games. I've been to a lot of games, also away games. It's a better place to watch a game than it is almost 9 out of 10 of the domes that exist in the NFL, particularly any that are older than 5 years. And so I think that that's the biggest part, but I think it is very fair to note, look, myself, others at the city of Kansas City have had extensive conversations with the Kansas City Royals. I don't know the same nature of discussions thus far with Jackson County and the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think it is safe to say that the Royals are 100% getting a new stadium if they stay in Missouri. What's the percentage chance, I guess it is, for the Chiefs? I mean, there is an option to renovate Arrowhead. It would be very expensive to renovate it. I imagine it's the same cost as them getting a completely new stadium. I also find it hard to believe that one state is offering them a brand new state-of-the-art SoFi-like stadium, and then they're just going to go for a renovation of what they have. What percentage do you think, if the Chiefs stay in Missouri, they would stay at their current structure and just put more money towards it, or they would just completely start over and do essentially what the Cardinals did?
Look, I continue to believe that Arrowhead Stadium is one of the best places to watch football in the entire National Football League. And look, you don't have to believe me. FIFA, the FIFA World Cup, Global World Cup, had the chance to think about almost every stadium in America. And out of all of them, right, they picked, you know, a certain number, but Arrowhead Stadium was one of them. That does not suggest to me we got a raggedy place that needs to be replaced tomorrow. So I think the odds are still high that you see a renovation at Arrowhead Stadium. I think that's going to be a productive step along the way, and I think that's going to be exciting for Kansas City long term to continue to invest in and to celebrate one of the greatest venues to watch any event in the world.
Whenever you go to a Royals game, what do you put on your hot dog?
I'm just mustard, man. I'll do some mustard pickles. I actually kind of like some bell peppers. I think that's kind of cool. But, yeah, I'm going more for the spicy vibe. I'm not a ketchup person at all.
Are you allowed to have a favorite barbecue place? Because, like, you're already kind of polarizing now. Like, are you allowed to come out and say, you know, a certain place? I don't even want to say a place because I don't even want the headline to be like, oh, Mayor Q said. No, Mayor Q did not say that. I said that. Are you even allowed to have a favorite barbecue restaurant?
You know, I will get in every political fight known to man. I don't get into barbecue fights. So, no, I am not allowed to have a favorite barbecue place. As you know, I've been to them all. I've placed bets from all of them. I've won most of those bets. But, you know, I'm pretty excited with where we are on a lot of that. So I just think we have great barbecue. All of them are winners, my man.
You know what? I hope that you have a very peaceful Thursday. That's what I'm hoping for you. I'm hoping that you have a peaceful Thursday. I don't want anybody on ATVs. I don't want any bears out there. I just want you to have a peaceful Thursday. I'm guessing you haven't had a peaceful Thursday in a very, very long time.
Man, I'm going to see a bear on an ATV coming at me, and I may be like, look, Jesus, it's just time. I'm playing now. I'm going to be all right.
That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quint Lucas, joining us on the show today. Thank you. I appreciate your time, man.
Hey, take care, sir.
Absolutely. That is Mayor Quint Lucas joining us on the show today. Maybe I am the only person that picks up on this, and maybe I am projecting, and I can live with that. 913-586-7965. It is noticeable to me how he talks about the Royals and how he talks about the Chiefs. He talks about the Royals. Hey, we just talked yesterday. We want the same thing. We want a downtown stadium. Hey, what word would you use to describe how you feel about the Chiefs? Every time he comes on the show, I feel more and more strongly about the Royals and Kansas City, Missouri want the exact same thing. And in any business negotiation, if you are negotiating your contract with your job and you want to stay and they want you to stay, you usually will be able to figure it out. Hey, it might take a little bit of work. It might take a little bit of time, but we are working together. We are on the same page. It don't sound like the Chiefs and the state of Missouri and or Jackson County and or Kansas City, Missouri, how you want to break down those things. It does not sound like they are on the same page. Like, I still maintain, if we are doing this from a betting perspective, the Royals to me are still overwhelming favorites to stay in Kansas City, Missouri. I would say like minus 300. I have never believed that the Royals are moving to Kansas. I don't know how you can hear all of this information and feel like Arrowhead is going to continue to be in the state of Missouri. I think we just get closer and closer to the day that the Royals are going to send out a press release that they are building a state-of-the-art and brand new, beautiful stadium they are building in Wyandotte County. Again, maybe this is me projecting. He didn't come out and say that. I'm just simply listening to him and writing down what he says. You guys hear it and you can decide and decipher for yourself what he is saying. But that's what I continue to believe, and that's what I get the biggest takeaway from these conversations. I just don't feel like the Chiefs in Missouri want the exact same thing. Maybe Missouri, or maybe the Chiefs want to be free and they want to do their own thing. Maybe they want to be in a place that has more of an infrastructure, more of an entertainment district around it. And I mean, the stadium's been out there since what, 1972? They ain't never built an entertainment district around where they are. They already have one that is there. Hey, prop it right here. I'm assuming they'll build more things around it, and what the Legends already is will just continue to grow and expand. They'll probably put more hotels out there. They'll put more apartments out there. They'll put more places to eat and drink and do all those things because a football stadium is here. Look at the foot traffic. Look at the people that come out here. They have two NASCAR races. We're talking about somewhere between 10 and 12 times a season that people would be out there in order to watch the Kansas City Chiefs. So, Rob, I don't know what your big takeaway from what you just heard, and I know we're up against it and we can talk more about it, but I just continue to get the vibe. I mean, the Chiefs, this conversation might be over. Maybe they always wanted to go to Kansas. Certainly the renovation plan that they proposed to us a year ago, it didn't really seem to me like a team that was hell-bent on staying in Missouri. It was like, I mean, if you guys are giving the money away, I mean, I guess we'll take some of it. But the Chiefs are far too calculated for me to think that that was their best effort if they really wanted to stay where they are. They can talk about the history of Arrowhead. Nothing they really proposed highlighted any of that. Hey, we're going to build a road here for the VIP people. We're going to do some stuff. I mean, maybe we'll do something with Kauffman once it's gone. I mean, we can't really tell you guys that. The Chiefs are far more calculated than all of that. They got some of the best business minds in the world working over there. And I think they have been working towards this. I think they've been working towards their Allegiant Stadium. I think they have been working towards their SoFi Stadium, the nicest football stadium in the world. I think that's what they've been planning on, not putting a fresh coat of paint on a stadium that's been up there since 1972. We can read what you guys think. I'm very curious to hear what you guys think about what you just heard from the mayor of Kansas City. We'll also continue talking about the schedule that at this point is about 75% out. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This
text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, the mayor knows that the Chiefs are gone. The fans and the teams don't want a renovation of a 52-year-old stadium in a boring part of town. I don't really think that you guys care a lot about all of those other things. I think the Chiefs fans, if you ask them, what do they care about the most? I think you guys want enough space to tailgate. They could build a bunch of restaurants and bars around the stadium. I don't think you guys are very interested in that. We bring our own restaurant. We bring our own bar. Like, that's part of the tradition of being a Chiefs fan. I think it's very different with baseball. Now, I understand that some of you tailgate for baseball games, but that's not really the culture around baseball games. It is the culture around the football team. Now, I understand why the team would want to be around those things, why they would want an entertainment district, and the Chiefs have also shown you that they are in more than just the business of the handful of football games. They are a concert venue. They are an event space. They want to host Taylor Swift. They want to host Beyonce and Eric Church and Morgan Wallen. Like, the Chiefs also want to be in that business, too. So it makes sense to me why they want to have all of these other things attached to it. I just get the sense that from the very, very beginning, the vision of the Royals, like, I think when John Sherman bought the team, his vision, if you asked him, what's your 5-year, 10-year plan? I want baseball in downtown Kansas City. I think the vision of the Chiefs is I want a new stadium that the public pays for. I think that's their vision. Now, maybe Missouri ends up giving them that stadium. I don't know. We'll see how it plays itself out. It doesn't look very promising right now. And maybe I feel more strongly about this after just seeing Allegiant. But you got to think about if you're Clark Hunt. Twice a year, you fly out to brand new, beautiful stadiums in your division. And then you fly back to your own stadium. Now, you love your stadium. And maybe this is time for a car analogy. I won't even use a relationship analogy. Have you ever rented a car and then you see how much nicer that car is than your own car? And you love your car. But when you give that car back, you know what you start thinking about? Hey, man, it might be time to get a new one, man. It might be time to get a new one. I just felt this. Drove down to Louisville for the Kentucky Derby. Rob, they gave me this 2025 Chevy Traverse. I'm sitting there like, man, this thing is pretty nice. I got the nice seats. I got the Apple. I don't got any of this stuff in my car. I can have my heat seated, but my mom, I'm sitting there like, man, this car is nice. I didn't want to give them the keys to that car back. I got to go back to my Hyundai Santa Fe. I mean, it's nice. It ain't like this car. Can you imagine? You saw your team win a Super Bowl in one of these stadiums. Every year, you got to go to the Raiders stadium and you got to hear how nice it is and how beautiful it is now. You got to hear this same thing about the Chargers stadium. And then you come back and you look at Arrowhead. Arrowhead, cool, but I mean, if you work there every day, you're like, I mean, it could be nicer. And now somebody is going to pay to give you a new car. I don't care how nice your car is. If somebody else is about to pay the bill for the new one, you're trading the one that you have in. That is a scenario that sits right before Clark Hunt. He's been driving this car. It's a classic now at this point. There's somebody else that's willing to pick up the note and buy you a new car. I'm going to listen to what they have to say. You're telling me whatever car I want. You're telling me I can build it from the ground up. This is like Pimp My Ride. I can put fish in the dashboard. Yes, whatever you want to do, we'll pay for it. That's a really, really enticing offer. It's hard not to listen to that person. And that's what I think is happening with the Chiefs.
I think it's, and maybe me and you have kind of all already known this, because do you remember around the time of the vote, we got accused of fear-mongering by someone on the text line. Because we said a vote no opens up the possibility the Chiefs could be leaving Kansas City. And I think maybe it's the minority of people, but maybe the vocal majority on the text line felt like there's no way the Chiefs would ever leave Arrowhead. Once the vote no has happened, since that moment, all the people who are in the know, the mayor, the people reporting on this, people around the Kansas lawmakers, all seem to have a quiet confidence the Chiefs will come over because they can offer the Chiefs something Missouri can't. They can offer them what they want, which is a really good financial deal for the Chiefs, and they can also offer them the other thing they want, which is space. The Chiefs, I think, if you were to ask them, if you were to, you know, ask Mark Donovan and Clark Hunt, hey, with a new stadium, what more than anything else do you want? I think they'd A, say a new stadium. They want their version of Allegiant. I think the second biggest thing they want is space. And Kansas has that and the financial support to give them that and give them their version of Allegiant. So I think when the mayor says things like, yeah, I'm having conversations all the time with the Royals. We have, he said it on the show, we have the broad terms of a plan to put them in downtown Kansas City at a place that we think will pop 10, 15, 20 years from now. Hey, do you have that for the Chiefs? Well, you know, we need a little state help. We need a little this, a little that. It sounds like the Royals are at least behind the scenes working to stay in town, where the Chiefs behind the scenes are working to make sure their needs are met. And it feels like the needs are easier to meet on the other side of the state line.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, yes, but the 2025 Traverse gets old really quick, and the Arrowhead is a 1969 Stingray. I'll take that classic any day over the new car that is old as soon as you drive it off the lot. That's a really good point. I think it is important to note, at this point, there are only two teams that are holding on to their old stadium. There's only two. It's the Chiefs and the Packers. Everybody else is getting a new stadium or already has a new stadium. The Bears, they are building a new stadium. They're getting rid of Soldier Field. Who else has an old stadium at this point? Everybody in the NFL around you has traded in their old car for a new car. And now the Chiefs are faced with the decision. Do you view your stadium like Lambeau, or do you want a new one? If they build a new one, they're telling you they don't think it's Lambeau. The Packers don't have any interest in a new stadium. They don't talk about a new stadium. They keep putting more money in renovating the old stadium. That's what they want. They feel like they have Wrigley Field. They feel like they have Fenway Park. They feel like they have Allen Fieldhouse. You guys don't want KU to build a new, brand new, state-of-the-art basketball gym. That's what all these other... No, we want you to keep putting money in this old one. We want air. We want Wi-Fi. We don't want a new stadium. That's what the Chiefs are telling you. Every other team in the NFL has a 2025 Traverse. Or at this point, they got like a 2018. And trust me, when it comes time to get a new car and trade that one in, they will trade in Mile High Stadium for a new one. That's what they'll do.
Look at the Bills. The Bills are literally doing that. The Bills are taking their old stadium and they're getting a new state-of-the-art one. I'm sure Bills fans feel a connection to that stadium. They are moving on from that stadium.
The guy sent back in, a rebuilt classic car is better than a cheaply made car. Again, I'm not here to debate you. If that's how you feel, you're more than fine to feel that way. I don't know if we have a lot of evidence to feel that the Chiefs feel that way. The Chiefs could have built anything in their renovation plan. They could have did anything to build up they hoopty. They could have done anything. They didn't really have a great plan with the money that we were going to give them for it. And maybe if they have presented a better plan, maybe it would have passed. We all love Arrowhead. There's not a single person like, Arrowhead, nah, it's okay. No, we all feel the exact same way about Arrowhead. Do the Chiefs feel that way? Ultimately, that's all that matters. Again, there are some teams that have been very emphatic. We're not moving. The Cubs are not going anywhere anytime soon. The Packers are not going anywhere. The Red Sox are not going. There's not that many stadiums like those left in America. There's less than 10. The Chiefs have one of those stadiums. Do they want to preserve it and treat it like it's Lambeau, treat it like it's Wrigley, or are they going to tear it down and build a new one? The Yankees built a new stadium. Think about that. As cool as you think Arrowhead is, it ain't Yankee Stadium. They tore it down and built a new one. This is just what teams do, especially if somebody else is going to pay the bill. As beautiful as Arrowhead is, hey, we've got all the money out of it. You guys are now about to build us a new stadium that we love. At least that's what it seems like to me. Let's get back to the NFL. Let's get back to the Chiefs schedule. We are about 80% done with knowing what the schedule is. We'll go through it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.